You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. When veterans return home from duty, they can face countless challenges as they transition back to civilian life. One of those is navigating a tricky job market.
But a new bipartisan piece of legislation being unveiled today aims to address some of these challenges, as well as addressing some pressing needs in the state. This new program encourages veterans to become farmers by providing resources to them and their families.
Joining us now to talk about the bill is Senator Patrick Teston of Stevens Point. Senator Teston, welcome back to Central Time.
Glad to be here.
And Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee, thanks for being here as well.
Thank you for having me.
So, Senator Teston, where did this legislation working to help veterans get into or stay in agriculture come from?
Well, sure. This idea actually was brought to us by Representative Goyke's office, and it's based off a model that West Virginia used. And really what's aimed to do is to encourage veterans to go into agriculture for a number of different reasons. When you take a look at the state of Wisconsin, this is also a workforce development issue. We've got about 69,000 farms in the state of Wisconsin, with the average age of our farmers is in the upper 50s. And so we need to make sure that we're developing pipelines for people to take an interest in ag. And I can't think of a harder working group of individuals and veterans to do just that.
And Representative Goyke, what do we know about employment obstacles for veterans? Why is it important to create a pipeline like this?
Well, I think what Senator Teston mentioned, the work ethic, the training, the discipline all come natural to our veterans. But understanding how to start a career in agriculture might be a daunting task for somebody that didn't grow up on a farm. It'd be daunting for me personally as a resident of the central city of Milwaukee. And so my neighbor as a veteran might be interested in, you know, sowing the seeds and being a farmer and ought to have the state giving access to how to start that career, giving mentorship on how to be successful in agriculture.
Senator Teston, you represent an area around Stevens Point, and I'm guessing that there are more people who have grown up in and around agriculture there. Are you hearing from veterans in your area?
Yeah, I mean, I've pitched this idea to a few veterans back in my district, and they think that it's a great idea. But going back to what Representative Goyke said, what I really like about this bill and what it can accomplish is that, obviously, in my district, it's much different than Representative Goyke's district. I come from a more rural area of the state, whereas Representative Goyke comes from the Milwaukee area. But what's great about this is that you're seeing a boom in both urban and your traditional rural farms. And so this is going to help veterans, especially those who live in more urban areas, to develop some of the urban farms that you're seeing pop up in some of our more populated centers.
We've been talking recently on the program about some of the challenges in getting into agriculture, staying in agriculture, and it seems like there are a lot of obstacles. What specifically are you two hoping to offer to veterans who are trying to get into agriculture? What support?
Well, the bill itself, the structure of the bill requires our Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection and the Department of Veteran Affairs to work together to identify veterans in agriculture that exist, that are existing veteran farmers, and help them as well as those interested in starting a career in agriculture. I mentioned earlier providing mentorship, providing resources on how to start or how to improve, how to make their farm more efficient. And the other component that the bill does is it creates what we call a logo type or a seal that the farmer is a Wisconsin veteran farmer. If the listeners think of a label they may see on products that says something special from Wisconsin, something you may see in the grocery store, we're creating in this bill a similar logo type that would verify that the produce is Wisconsin veteran farmer grown. And for me as a consumer, I then can direct my dollars to support these initiatives, and the farmer benefits from being able to boost their produce in the store.
Mm-hmm. What about the issue of financing? Because that's something we've heard from especially young farmers. They can't get the money up front to be able to buy their own land. They're, you know, it's an expensive and risky business to be in, even when you know what you're doing. What kind of options might there be for helping with loans or any kind of subsidies?
The bill that we're introducing today doesn't have financing attached to it, so it's not an expansion of loan eligibility or doesn't have a pocket of money associated with it. But I do think what is important in getting DATCAP and WDVA to talking to one another is leveraging resources and benefits that both veterans and farmers may be eligible for, getting those agencies to talk to one another so that veterans going into farming or that are existing farmers understand what options and what programs are available in the state. I don't think these two agencies are talking to each other in this context yet, and that's one of the major outcomes of this bill that we see as a positive.
And to kind of piggyback off that, really what we aim to do with this proposal is to encourage the UW system, the extension system, to, you know, for veterans to help them with employment, mentorship, and outreach opportunities to really show them that there is a great opportunity in ag. Because the other factor that we have to discuss is that a lot of times when veterans come back from overseas and doing their time in service is that they have wounds that some are visible and some aren't. And there's been countless research shown that farming is a great way to help reduce things like PTSD and other some of those things that aren't visible from their tour of service. And so I think this is a great opportunity. We've seen a lot. There's been a lot of success with this program over in West Virginia. When they implemented this program in 2014, they currently have about 250 veteran farmers now. And other states are taking a look at this model as well. There's about 13 other states, and I think Wisconsin should follow suit.
We're talking with Senator Patrick Teston of Stevens Point and Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee. They are introducing today a bipartisan bill that will try to support veterans who want to move into agriculture. And it sounds like in some ways solving two problems, really, Representative Goyke, because veterans need the access to good jobs and jobs that suit sometimes their special conditions. But this is also helping one of the largest industries in the state.
Absolutely. And listeners may not realize that I'm an urban guy. My entire legislative district is 3,600 acres. So it's smaller than maybe some farms in Senator Teston's district. But we are growing food in the city, and urban agriculture is a growing – that's a terrible word to use, but it's a growing field in my hometown, in my backyard. We have some incredible dedicated veteran service organizations in the heart of the city of Milwaukee, and I see it as an awesome pipeline to get guys, even on a small scale, into urban agriculture and connecting the food that we grow locally with food service jobs, food preparation jobs. It's a growing industry. We all eat. We all like food, and it's a great way to interject veterans into that workforce, into that pipeline, growing food, making food, selling food. And I think this is a great start to do that, whether it's in the central city of Milwaukee or in the most rural parts of our state.
Well, and it also seems like sometimes in those very urban areas, there's also the other food issue, which is not having a lot of access to healthy, fresh food. And so maybe if those veterans are farming within the city, that can also make it to the neighborhoods that need that food.
And I can just attest that the neighborhood grocery – I have one grocery store in my entire district. And me personally, I have to drive to a suburb to do my grocery shopping, my family's grocery shopping. I'm dreaming of seeing a veterans farmer stand, a fruit and vegetable stand maybe at a farmer's market in the central city or a special section for veteran-grown produce in the central city of Milwaukee, because you've absolutely hit on a need in my community for better access to healthy food. This is potentially a great pipeline for that.
Senator Teston, how many veterans are you hoping might benefit from this legislation, the programs it would create?
Well, based off the West Virginia model, I mean, after about 3 years of being implemented, they've got about 250 veterans who have taken advantage of this program. My hope is that we can reach those same levels as well. Because going back to what you touched on, I mean, the ag industry is such a pivotal foundation for our state's economy. I mean, last year alone, it was an $88 billion industry. It made up 11% of our state's workforce, and that doesn't even account for the support industries. So if we can develop that talent pipeline and get in a younger generation of hardworking veterans who have sacrificed so much already to give them the support that they need to pick up the torch for agriculture, I think that's a win-win for the state.
And what about the families of those veterans you're hoping to move through? Representative Goyke, I'm from an urban area myself, so some of this is not second nature to me, but my understanding is it's hard to run a farm without the whole family kind of being involved.
Absolutely. My mother grew up on a dairy farm in De Pere, and she ingrained in me in an early age not to go into farming. And it was because when she was a young girl, she was out milking cows and doing the chores before the sun rose. And yeah, that was absolutely right. They were eight kids and all hands on deck 24/7, 365. It does take a family to run a farm, and I appreciate that you've highlighted this question. The bill does extend access to this type of programming and mentorship to the families of our veterans, as well as families of veterans that have lost their lives in combat. Mm. And so we intentionally are making it reach beyond the individual veteran himself or herself, but to also include their families.
And Senator Teston, what kind of response are you getting from your colleagues?
So far, the response has been pretty good. The more that we talk to folks about this proposal, the more people seem to buy into it. And so this afternoon, we're going to hold a media event in the Capitol and to continue to build awareness and build the coalition around this idea. And so I suspect this is going to have broad support across party lines because this is by no means a partisan issue. This is about helping our veterans. This is about supporting a foundation of our state's economy. And this is a common sense proposal that I think everyone can come to the table and agree on. This is a good idea.
And Representative Goyke, in an ideal world, when would we see this actually put into place?
Well, I'm optimistic that we can get the bill passed. As Senator Teston said, it's a bipartisan bill. We've done our due diligence in the months of this session to ensure that the state agencies have been at the table and that we're creating something that can be implemented and doesn't get lost or it doesn't create more bureaucratic hurdles for our state agencies that will be implementing this. So I think once we can get it signed, we'll be up and running, and then the mission for us will be to measure its success and ensure that we grow and continue to give the resources to the people that are out there growing food.
Well, Representative Goyke, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Senator Teston, thanks for coming in as well.
Happy to be here.
Senator Patrick Teston of Stevens Point and Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee joined us to talk about a new piece of bipartisan legislation that was introduced today that aims to help veterans become farmers in Wisconsin.